Of course, as we promised, he is in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, Common is on the Frank Skeet Show.
Woo!
Yes, what's happening, homie?
Yes. What's up? This feel like family right here, so it's good to see y'all. I appreciate it.
Good. Are you ready for another run, though?
Yes, man. I'm like ready, more ready than ever, man.
You know, everybody, Common is back. He's got a brand new album. It's called Nobody's Smiling. This is something that people have been talking about, something you've been wanting to do, and especially in relation to your hometown, Chicago.
Yeah, well, it's been a problem going on in Chicago with the violence. And you know, for many years, people ask me, what am I doing? And I've been having a foundation, but I felt I needed to do more than just that. So this album is just a reflection of that, but we really are being active in the community because the album is not only based on just Chicago, like, violence. It's like, you know, it's a diverse album. It's music. But man, it's like things I want to go do in the community that we've been able to activate just because, you know, of the attention of the music.
You know, a lot of the big deal about this album is the fact that No ID, you connected with him to do this album,
yeah.
Which is a little bit different because people were expecting you to go back with Kanye West to do the album.
Yeah, well, No ID is a person I've known him since fourth grade. He produced my first three albums, him along with a guy named Twilight Tone, but No ID did the majority of it. And we just, you know, we got a bond. It's like something... Like, we both had this mission to create some powerful music for hip-hop and also to go bring it back to Chicago, like, to go bring, like, opportunities back to Chicago. So it just connected, and that's how I am when it comes to making music. If me and a person, like, just vibing and we got sharing the same vision, then they usually that's going to be the main producer for the album.
Let me ask you this real quick. How do you, in the midst of what's going on with hip-hop today, like, people, I'm starting to feel now, and Joe and I have been talking about it, and Mo, we're starting to feel that people are really trying to get back to, as you always say, hip-hop.
Yeah.
I feel that the art has left hip-hop, and now it's coming back. It was, you know, it was a lot of commercials, a lot of emulation of other people. But you have always been, like, when your album comes out, everybody knows it's going to be something different than what's going on in the streets now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I definitely feel that hip-hop has always been an art form. And many times, like as you said, it was a point where it was more just, it was just oversaturated with commercial music that didn't have that purity of the art. That purity of the art is that stuff that moves people and, like, it give people, like, inspiration sometimes. And that's what hip-hop always provided. It wasn't only that, but it could provide that too. And I think now what I'm seeing, I feel like it's a bright future. You know, the artists like Kendrick Lamar and the artist like it's the artist like Vince Staples who's on The Kingdom with me and just it's a future in the music that I really feel good about. Some of the young artists, you could tell that they appreciated some of the music that came from before them, and they also are looking to offer something original.
Can I please ask a question to Common? You dominating the entire conversation. So, you know, something that women that we have always like appreciated about you is that you always have a tenderness about the songs that you write that involve women and how you talk about women. And it's never ever like you've never been an artist that we had to wonder, you know, does Common respect women or does he, you know, appreciate what a woman brings to the table? Do you like... think about that as you're writing a song? Are you always constantly like in when you're putting an album together, like the 10th album, say, this is going to be for the ladies. I'm going to talk straight to the ladies.
You know, like my mother said something to me the other day that she used to make sure I opened the door for her and that I would never walk in the building before she did, you know, and just certain things that she showed me when I was a kid that I forgot she even told me these things. They just became a part of me. Being around a woman who raised me and I care so much about, it really just makes me like, you know, this is who I am. I respect women, you know, I'm not saying I ain't had my mess ups in relationships and all that, but I respect women. So it's not like a, let me write this song for the ladies. It's like more just like, yo, I'm just expressing who I am. If I'm pouring my heart out, then you get that and come close or the light, you know, you're going to get those songs, you know, and that's just me expressing me.
So who's going to be the type of lucky lady that gets to marry you?
Well, Man, that's a great thank you, lucky lady.
I mean, sure, you know, you'll be lucky too, but yeah, what is she going to possess that's going to make her, because you've dated some women that we thought, oh, that's the one, like he's going to marry her, you know, and but you didn't. And so I wonder, like, what is it inside that you, like, really need from a woman that's going to make you say she's the one?
Well, I believe it's definitely a certain sense of spirituality is one thing, like a belief in a higher being. Also, just a certain nurturing thing that I like in women. Like, you know, as far as a woman being caring, you know, like, y'all, I don't know if y'all ever read this book. It's called The Five Love Languages.
Oh, I love that
book. Yeah.
And a woman with the acts of service is one of my love languages.
I love that.
So, so with that being said, I like a woman also that's fun, that treats other people with respect, you know, like this. Like, she could be like, you know, just could be around the homies. Or could be in the most, you know, be around the president and the first lady, and it's all, you know, all she can blend in, and not only blend in, but just be herself and be welcoming to those people.
Do you want to get married?
Yeah, I actually do.
Soon?
Well, just soon.
Right now?
You know, like,
'cause I have an act of service for you. No.
I just got to say, this has turned into the most tender hip-hop interview I've ever heard in my life. This is the most tender. Yo, you, for hold on, I'm sorry. Yeah, because you just admitted on radio that you got a love language, and I've never in the history of rap admit to his love language. Power to you, brother. Let's get back to the corner. Let's get back to the corner and those records.
Okay.